He knelt down beside me and removed the rope. Then he patted and rubbed my head. I refused to look at him. Cowbait. I was wounded beyond repair. My pride, that is. My dignity. My dignity had been smashed and shattered beyond all repair, and it would take a lot more than a few rubs and pats to get me over it.
Now, Pooch, don't be bitter. We got her pinned, didn't we?
Oh, sure, right. We got her pinned and almost got me shish kebobbed. He scratched my ears.
Would it help if I said you were a real hero?
No.
Would it help if I said we were going to be pals now?
No. The damage was just too great. He reached into his pocket and fished out a candy bar.
Would it help if I gave you a bite of my supper?
Well,
tell you what, we'll split this in 50-50. Now that's a good deal.
Yes, it was pretty good, I had to admit it, and... Okay, what the heck, I'd never been one to carry a grudge. He broke the bar in half and gave me my portion. I woofed it down. Within minutes, my dignity had healed over and we had become the best of pals. But then he ruined it all when he said,
"But I can't take you with me. I'm moving to Montana next week."
What? I stared at him with hurt-filled eyes. Montana?